I'm just flabbergasted that the people within the public sector are completely insulated in many ways from this recession. The people in the private sector, they're absolutely on their knees. I have people that have been out of work for nearly 3 years now. They would give their right arm to get a job. And it just sickens me to the core when I hear public sector workers on complaining that they're going to get a rise in their pension contribution. It just sickens me to the core. I know brothers and sisters of mine that would give their right arm to actually turn around and have a job to go to next Wednesday.
I'm a wee bit annoyed about what the statement there David McNary made. It just sounds to me like an old Tory grandee sitting there with plenty of everything, and he doesn't give a damn about why people are working. Mr. McNary, I am rather ashamed of the fact, as a former Ulster Unionist voter, that you're just sitting there and saying, really, that these people who are having to go out and strike are an irrelevance in your life, isn't that right?
I don't know where you heard that from.
But I'm not. That's what I think
morning,
you're saying.
Stop making it up.
That's what I think you're saying.
Well, you shouldn't think. Just listen to what I'm saying, and I didn't say it.
Well, then, what is your attitude towards the people going out and strike?
I accept the right of people to strike.
Oh, but you'd love to stop it in the morning.
You should accept my right to work. That's all I'm asking.
There's nobody going to stop you from working. There's nobody. You have nothing to worry about. You will still go into work on Wednesday.
The letter to the Speaker calls for the Assembly to be suspended.
Well,
hang on. The whole idea of suspension means that the employers then don't need to... the employees don't need to go on strike. If Stormont was suspended, then the 500 people there who allegedly want to go on strike, they would suffer no loss of pay, and they could turn around and say, well, I was very willing to work, but the Speaker, not the unions, the Speaker suspended Stormont, so it couldn't go to work.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think that's what's really going on, David?
Of course it is.
It is, yeah, it is.
Of course it is.
I've got three kids at school, so a day. I have to take a day off work because I don't have any childcare.
Right.
I have to take a day off work to turn around. I'm forced to take a day off work. I don't get paid for the day that I take off work because public sector unions are crying about pensions.
Can I speak to Sean?
Yes, please do, Murray.
Yeah, speak away.
The people in the union are not responsible for some people not in work for 3 years. They are not responsible for that.
You should be thankful you have a job.
There's nobody saying they're not thankful.
Who do you think pays your actual pensions in the public sector? It's the private sector that pays them.
No, it does not. You're absolutely wrong.
Get out of the bubble that you live in. Who do you think pays your pensions?
The taxpayer pay my pensions.
Who pays the tax?
You don't need to shout quite so loudly. We can still hear you, but keep your voices calmer.
Yeah, who pays the tax?
Sean, let me finish, Sean. You're talking about people in your family who haven't had work for 3 years.
Mervyn, pull it back in a bit. We want to hear you, but don't be yelling at them. Go ahead.
I apologise. It is not the fault of the people in the unions that your family haven't worked for 3 years. With regard to who pays their tax, there is approximately today 2.9 billion owed in tax in London alone. Not throughout the United Kingdom. 2.9 billion from a tax system that will never get back. If that money was get back, all your people would be in work. So
Sean,
let's just be careful who we're pointing at here. The union is going out and strike for survival. That's how
survival of what? Survival of what? Survival of what?
To keep themselves in work and keep themselves in a decent pension. That the Tory party is trying to take off them bit by bit. And David McNary's a Tory too. He can tell you that.
Are you rubbish?
Rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
David.
You live in this little bubble, so you do removed from reality. Like, you don't appreciate, like, all these cuts that have taken place in this worst recession since the 1920s. It hasn't really affected people in the public sector. It's decimated the actual private sector. And people that are sitting in jobs, you're not even half thankful that you have one.
That's nonsense, nice show.
No, it's not nonsense. Have you ever been out of work, have you,
nonsense.
In the last 20 years?
That is
been out of work.
Another nonsense.
Have you been out of work?
They're doing a good job.
Who's doing a good job?
People in the unions every day of the week, and nurses in hospitals and nursing homes and in Stormont.
I'm not denying they don't do a good job, but I've got a problem with them going out and strike.
Well, okay, you have a problem, but you can't do it. They're still going out and strike. That is their democratic right to go out on strike.
Yeah, but they're inconveniencing people who work in the private sector that have to take time off work to go and mind kids.
Can I ask you, Sean, are you a member of the union?
No, I'm not a member of the union.
No, because you're not allowed to be, because you're in the private sector.